media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We welcome into the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cig.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, and congratulations on your team's victory. You go on the road and rally from 22-10 down to beat Charleston Southern 31-22. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, it was a good win when you go on the road. You know, it's always a good win. It was Charleston Southern's first home game, and, you know, they're a very capable team, very athletic, and, you know, they came out fast. We may have come out a little bit flat, you know, dug ourselves a hole, but we regrouped at halftime and really played well in the third quarter and the second half and, you know, came away with the win.
Did you sense at all, obviously, as you said, it was a different game in the second half, and did you sense maybe the time off caused a little bit of that sluggishness?
I did. I was concerned before the game. Didn't really share that, but just had a feeling, and, you know, Charleston Southern was, you know, hungry for a win. You know, they had played Florida a couple weeks before and had been off also. And, you know, we came out the first drive and drove it down the game and or down the field and settled for a field goal. And, you know, they got that option going, and quarterback broke two long runs back-to-back, you know, and they jumped up on us. And, you know, they were up 19-10 at halftime. And so, you know, at that point it was just sort of like, okay, guys, they won the first half. Now all we got to do is win the second half, and all we got to do is play like we can play. And nothing else. And, you know, I was proud of the way we came out, played with poise one play at a time, and ramped up our energy level and made some plays.
Pretty nice night for Deshaun McNair. We're used to talking about him on the ground, and he had a big night, 16 carries, 89 yards, and two touchdowns. But I also would like you to speak a little bit about the big play on special teams, the strip on the kickoff return that really seemed to change the momentum.
Yeah, that was a big play. We had scored, and I think we cut the lead maybe to 19-17 and kicked off, and he made a nice hit on a kickoff, and Zach Monson, true freshman, recovered the fumble, and then we went right back in. So, you know, we were able to put two scores together, you know, in about 2 minutes, and then added a third, you know, to go up by two scores. So he did a really nice job of running the ball, too. Like you said, he had two touchdowns, 90 yards rushing. And, you know, Malcolm had a big day. He had 154 yards rushing. So, you know, we ran it well, and we threw it, you know, effectively. And, you know, it was a great team effort.
I was going to touch on your offense, as you said, as about as balanced as you could be, 226 rushing, 220 through the air. Start with Davis. He had a big second half, 19 of 26, very efficient night passing for 220 and two touchdowns. Do you feel like maybe that was his best game of the season to this point?
Well, I thought he played really well against Furman, too. You know, statistically, he threw for a few more yards. We threw a few more times, and you know, he was very accurate, you know, put the ball right on the money. I was really pleased that we were able to get our whole receiving core involved. You know, Cortez Weeks made his share of big plays like he always does, but Corey Joyner and Cole Taylor stepped up and made some key plays. Corey had a nice touchdown catch. So, you know, I was glad to see, you know, other guys getting involved. And, you know, like you said, the rushing game was good. We ran for, you know, over 225 yards. And, you know, between Malcolm and Deshaun, the offensive line did a really nice job, you know, blocking them. And, you know, what really pleased me, too, in the second half was, you know, we didn't do a good job in the first half against the run. The quarterback had a couple really long runs. And they had about 220 yards, you know, rushing at halftime. But in the second half, we held them to, you know, 17 yards rushing and 43 total yards. So I thought we made some nice adjustments, and our kids, you know, they just did a better job of executing. And once we got the momentum, you know, we just sort of rode the wave.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Only 43 yards, as you said, giving them up in the second half. When you guys were able to, and you did it against Furman, shut people down like that, what are you doing well on that side of the ball defensively these days?
Well, you know, it all starts up front. You got to control the line of scrimmage, and the guys have to fit the right gaps. And, you know, on the two long runs they had in the first half, we had some guys in the wrong gaps and missed a few tackles. So, you know, we just did a better job of getting 11 guys to do their job at a higher energy level and tackle better in space. And And, you know, they had a hard time contending with us, you know, in the second half. And, you know, I thought Matt Baker and Marcus Willoughby, you know, really played well, and really all 11 guys defensively in the second half. And, you know, the only thing I was disappointed in really in the second half was we had an opportunity maybe to score another touchdown or two in the fourth quarter. We had pretty good field position and didn't. But, you know, on the flip side, you know, we got the ball back with about 7 minutes to go in the game and possessed the ball for the rest of the game and ran the clock out, which was a real plus. That's 2 weeks in a row we've been able to do that.
Yeah, you touched on maybe not being able to finish, but you guys, with the performance on Saturday, now 9 for 9 in the red zone when you've gotten into the red zone this season, how important is that stat for you?
Well, you know, everybody wants to score touchdowns in the red area. You want to score, period. But, you know, touchdowns make a difference. And, you know, we've been able to run it in and throw it in, and hopefully that continues because, you know, it really is very key in these games that you capitalize on your opportunities down there. They make a difference. So we've been really good up to this point, and, you know, we've improved on third down too, which was a big point of emphasis for us, you know, heading into this season.
You finally, with the cancellation, get to play your CAA opener this Saturday, and you get it at home against New Hampshire team that is off to an uncharacteristic start for them at 0-3, but certainly pretty talented. As you've started to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
They're the best 0-3 team I've seen. I mean, on defense, you know, that they fly around. And I mean, Colorado scored a few points, but they had to earn them. And, you know, when you watch the tape, I mean, they got guys playing fast and playing hard, and they're in the right places, and they've got a multiple scheme. And, you know, they've got all the answers to try to stop what you do well. So, I mean, you've really got to execute well against them. And, you know, that's what we did not do last year when we went up there late in the year. You know, we just didn't execute very well on offense. And then, you know, on the other side of the ball right now, you know, they've been struggling a little bit on offense, but, you know, they've been good for a long time on offense, and they've had an off week. So I know that they've had that chance to have some good fundamental practices, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if we saw a couple, you know, new things or tweaks heading into this game. Because they're very capable, they got a lot of good players, and you know, it's just a matter of time before they put it together. So, you know, it's going to be a tremendous challenge. I mean, they're a top-notch football team.
You mentioned last year they were really one of the few teams that were able to slow your offense down a year ago. What were they able to do so effectively, and what do you feel like are, you know, some of the keys for your team to be able to have the offensive success that you've had this past week or the last few weeks?
Well, I thought they kind of took it to us a little bit. You know, they won the battle up front. They shut our running game down. You know, we didn't execute very well in the passing game. We got behind. Then it turned into an aerial show in the second half, which, you know, is uncharacteristic for us to have to throw the ball that much. And then they just laid their ears back and put a lot of pressure on Davis and hit him a few times. So, you know, it was really more of an execution thing. You know, we didn't have a very good week of practice heading into that game last year. It rained down here every day, and at that time we didn't have the turf practice field. So we actually didn't get outside one time the whole week. And it showed up on Saturday. But I give New Hampshire a lot of credit. They played, you know, they played extremely well, and the quarterback played really well. He was 32 of 42, and, you know, we were having a hard time getting them off the field. And, you know, coming out of the half, they put together about a 9-minute drive. I don't know, it was about 16 or 17 plays, and you know, we got down 16-0, and then you know, we could never really get caught up. So, you know, they just played a lot better than we did, and you know, we're gonna have to play a lot better this year.
All right, Coach Zig, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, thank you.